I'm from the North Country and I'm also from Massachusetts. My property is up near the Canadian border. And I spoke at the State House and at the Pembroke meeting, and I drove two and a half hours to get here tonight. And I want to tell you why. Because I believe the more people who know about the Northern Pass issue, the more chance we can work together as a unit, like a bunch of ants, to stop it. So I have, this is the website that belongs to the Department of Energy. It's the one we need to contact now, because the deadline is April 12th. And I photocopied these to pass them out. So what is also on this website is the comments. So I'm talking, but there are hundreds of people who aren't here tonight who want to talk to you, and they're right on the comments. So you click on Northern Pass EIS. It's not a Northern Pass website, so you're not talking to the enemy. And it's .us/comments. And you can do that tonight, and I guarantee you, you will have nightmares. I guarantee you 100%.
What's an example of a comment?
A comment would be, my name is Crystal, and I'm an American, and you might tell me that that you're gonna take my house, but I'm still an American. My son is 2 years old, he has his whole life ahead of him. Why are you doing this to me? Another would be from Bonnie Hall. She says, I just found out at the Haverhill meeting that the line's gonna run across my house. When were you gonna tell me, jerks? And it's all sorts of stuff like that. And I wanna tell you the tricks that they played up in the North Country. One of them was a trick played on me, and it was played on everyone up there. As a landowner, I got a letter in the mail. It was dated December 13th. It arrived December 17th, and I found out that the deadline to apply for intervener status with the presidential permit process was the day before. So everyone in the North Country, my neighbor Mark, my other neighbor Greg, every neighbor, I own 125 acres, Mark owns 70, none of us knew about this application process. None of us knew, and we were the landowners. But some people did find out through the newspaper, and they wrote comments, and that'll be right there, comments. So you'll go on there and you'll see it. So I want you to have something to do tonight. This is what you do tonight. You actually do it. You sit at the computer and you read those comments. I was taking notes because I didn't prepare anything. The other sneaky trick is this. The scoping meetings were held in 1 week, and I found out about the scoping meetings because I was already in the loop. And the only way that people in Pembroke, New Hampshire, and the other towns found out about the scoping meetings was from Mr. Savage and Will Abbott. If they hadn't gotten the names and addresses of all the property owners and mailed out that mailing, no one would have known. No one would have known at all. And I personally emailed Mr. Abbott in December, it was December 21st, and had a little chat about how no one would know. So that's the only way that all you people found out about the Northern Pass project. You weren't supposed to know about the scoping meetings. They had a plan that no one would show up. And even one woman has a comment on there about her letter coming the day after the deadline to speak at the scoping meetings, and she said, I'm hiring a lawyer. It looks like you want no one to show up. And obviously, you didn't show up because you didn't know. So that's another thing that's sneaky. If you look at the Northern Pass website where it says Northern Pass, the one they put out, there'll be a photograph of a Meriden Hill property. And that Meriden Hill photograph was stolen from a woman named Kathy Johnson. And it was used at the State House against her will and after her protest. So that photograph is a lie. And you'll start reading other lies. It'll say that the power is for New England. So you think New Hampshire. But New Hampshire evidently is not part of New England. So it's lie after lie after lie. And when I read the brochure, I started thinking, this looks great, even after I knew that it was a lie, because it just looked great to me. Another thing that's awful is once your property has a red line through it, it's worth zero. And if you're old and you're sick and you need that money for medical care, you cannot access it. So it's not just a matter of your property being worth zero, it's a matter of you having zero. And that's a really bad, bad, bad thing. So now, as far as Northern Pass people offering $400, the reason they didn't offer me $400 is as soon as I got that phone call, I called the police. I did, because I know I didn't hire them, and I filed a restraining order against them in the courts. I requested one. So I'm the lady who was in the news about going to court. My first court date was March 7th, and the judge recused himself. That was the day there was 16 inches of snow. I drove from my office on the Cape all the way up to Coos County to Lancaster to find out at 8 in the morning that it was canceled because the judge recused himself. And it finally went to court March 31st, and I'll discuss what happened, you know, with that. But that's why I haven't gotten any offers of $400. All right? One thing that disturbs me about people talking tonight, and I know you disturb yourself by it, and I'm sure Mr. Savage even wishes he hadn't said it, the line will go here. The line will go there. The line, Northern Pass has made it seem like it's a done deal. It's not a done deal. The line would go here. And it would be better to say the line will not go there. And another tactic they have this in the North Country, is they're pitting neighbor against neighbor. The idea is property owners say, "Not, I don't want it here." And then we're having little fights amongst ourselves. Every day I'm having a little fight with my neighbor, Mark McCulloch. We're just at each other's throats because we're all on edge, and we've developed a wartime mentality, kind of like we're in the trenches together, and we've become a family, so every fight brings us closer, but that's what's happening with us in the North Country. And I'm not even originally from there, but I have a tie to the land. Everyone who owned the home which I bought is dead. It's a Civil War home. It's the original founders of North Stratford. It's the Johnson family. Marcus Johnson, Guy Johnson, they had 5 children. None of those children married. They're dead. So I'm the steward for that land. I put it in a trust for my daughter. It's her legacy. I've never spoken publicly before. I don't like to speak. I've never done anything in politics before. No one in my family is political. I'm a dentist. That's what I do. I'm a dentist. I've been practicing in Massachusetts dentistry since 86, and other places I've been working on teeth since 77. So that's all I do. I don't speak. I'm one-on-one on people. So this is very hard for me, but I want you to really go on this, read what the other people are saying, because they all want to talk to you. They all want to become part of a group. It's, again, like a group of ants, because we are small. We'll all get stepped on unless we jump up and bite their feet.